One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Is that for the chocolate?
Yes, thank you.
You can have a photo with me.
Stadium, so. Even, you'd like to go first?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
First off, just reaction to the results and performance tonight.
Good start in the game. Dominant. Played well. Tried to create. Have had half chances, good moments. 20, 25 minutes roundabout. I don't know exactly when they scored. Before they scored, they had maybe one counterattack. Then they had this bit scrappy situation where it was not one has been clear around the goal. But we win the ball there, and then Ali kicks the ball in their feet, and then we are one and down. So that you could see impacted the game. They got more confident, and we played kind of okay, not really convincing that you thought, okay, it will happen immediately. The goal we scored was outstanding, and we had a few really good balls. We played a few good situations where we played between their or in their formation. But for the whole game, I thought we didn't win enough challenges, to be honest, and that's always because there were a lot of situations where I thought that they win a challenge and all of a sudden we are completely open. How is that possible? Yeah, we have 2-3 players in a challenge moving to the ball side. When you are there, fine, you have to win the ball. If you don't do that and it can get out, then it looks like, where are they? And so that gave them constantly this, they constantly stayed in the game because of that. But we anyway go 2-1 up. Yeah, and it was not an open game, but nothing where well, not didn't really happen a lot. And then, but we still kept not winning these challenges, like around the second goal when he, I think we have in possession, have the ball, miss. Yeah, I don't know why give the ball away, and then they go in our box without a real challenge. That's difficult. Then the ball comes in, and then it's difficult. So then it was unlucky. Ibu is there, but he hits Huang, and then the ball rolls over the line. So unlucky, 2-2, and that's now the result.
What did you make as frustration, as confusion around the goal that was disallowed at the end? What's your understanding of why it was disallowed at the end, and is it a reasonable decision?
I don't really know. So on the pitch, I couldn't see it. So I had no idea. For me, I thought it's a goal. So because I didn't, it was the player in the left corner who might have been offside. We have one angle, which I saw in the dressing room where it could be offside. I would not swear on it or however you say that, but it could be. But I think this angle the VAR didn't have, if I'm right, that's what I heard. We had a similar situation in the Arsenal game where one angle was missing and in the end everybody thought it was clear offside, but we couldn't prove it because this one angle is not there. I don't know how these things can happen, but it happened. So I understand the frustration of Wolves because you want to have the right decision in these moments like we wanted the right decision back then. But I cannot say anything about it because I didn't. I only saw one one camera perspective, and that's it.
You said yesterday about replays and how the young sources say they're paying attention to it, but are you thankful that you've got another chance to have a go?
No, there's nothing to do with that. I know where I'm coming from, but it's just the situation is that we could still play extra time or a penalty shootout, and the game is decided tonight. So we deserve not more than a draw tonight. So and whatever the consequences are, in this case, it's not an extra game. So that's fine. I have no problem with that. But in Germany, that's they asked me, or somebody told me that they will be decided about or whatever, that somebody will talk about it if they scrap it. Was that yesterday or not? Did I misunderstand that in a press conference?
Yeah.
There was a discussion. I didn't start a discussion. I got a question, and the question was, I don't think we should have them, but I knew we still have them. So, and it was clear that we have now to go to Wolves. Wolves probably is in this moment more happy about it than we are, but until then, we will be happy enough to give it a go.
Yeah. Jürgen, are you concerned about defending generally?
Not in general, but in moments, it's not concerning. We watch a game, and then you see the things that happen. And whatever you play, high line, low, deeper line, ball-orientated, man-orientated, you have to win challenges. There's no alternative to. So, yeah, and it's something I mentioned already now in the dressing room, and I will mention it again. And the next team we face is Brighton. Meanwhile, famous for playing proper football. If you don't defend properly there, then why should we go there? I can understand. It looks open in moments, but it's just open because we we think we win the challenge and don't win it. And that's then really tricky to deal with. In the end, it's not that they had now chance after chance. What it causes us is a lot of effort to put it right in the end. And if you are already there, so you could win it where you are, then you don't have to run back and try to sort the problems there.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and if you want it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.